I'm having a chat with Deborah Hennessy. You live near South William Street. For you, being a non-drinker and your partner, how is it weekends that we just had? How do you deal with crowds like that?
I try to keep away from them because it's very intimidating, for me especially. But I understand on their point of view where there's nowhere to go. There's businesses in Castle Market and the guys are sitting down at 12:30 drinking. That was never before the lockdown. And the guy can't tell, he goes out and asks them to move nicely and he gets belly ragged. My son is 27, he goes down, he has a look, he comes home, he goes, "Mom, I can't." He says, "It's just too messy." Like, I've walked around Drury Street and they're lying down drinking on the street.
Lying down?
Lying down. And I'm standing there going, I went to my husband, went, "They're lying down on the street."
Lying down on the street.
I mean, this is the path where we used to walk. And pedestrianisation, no, it's not going to work. People are going to the toilet in the street in front of you.
People are going to the loo.
In front.
Doing number ones.
Yes. Like, I've never seen the girls though, but I believe down St. William Street, they're just walking a couple of feet and going in a corner and going to the toilet.
The girls?
The girls. Oh my God. No, can't. If you went over and had a look, it was like going into Electric Picnic. The bottles, the cans, the plastic cups, everything. And like my son was saying, like people saying, "Oh, bring your rubbish with you." He says, "Mam, everything's full."
All the bins are full and there's rubbish
full.
All over the ground.
Rubbish everywhere. Down there Saturday morning, Sunday morning, you should have seen it. It was like unbelievable. The corporation are doing the job, but they're coming back 3 and 4 times to do it because so much beer cans and plastic cups.
How messy was it on Saturday and Sunday this morning trying to clean up the mess? How bad was it?
It was very bad, yeah. The lads put in some work and effort to clean up the city centre.
So it was pretty filthy. And why do you think the young people are doing it? And being a council worker, having to clean up after them, how does it make you feel?
There's no pubs open for them to go, do you know what I mean? If the pubs are open, there wouldn't be that much of a mess. So the government should open the pubs all back up. And then there's your growl, you know what I mean?
Have you seen that kind of dirt before? Wee-wee, you name it?
No, not in a few years. Not since I walked there, I haven't seen that much dirt in my life.
Really?
Yes, yeah, seriously.
So one of the worst?
One of the worst days of the year, yeah.
And why are people doing it? Why are they, you know, pissing on the street?
Because there's no public toilets open. Close at 8 o'clock. Grant should close at 8 o'clock for public toilets. Nowhere else public toilets open. You're not allowed to use bars or restaurants. So.
What's left behind?
You name it, cans, drink, phones, money, everything, like, basically. And you can name it, it's fine, and yeah, like, especially if the young ones are out drinking all night, you know what I mean? Then you see them still out the next morning.
You'd see them the next morning?
Yeah, still out of their heads.
The police coming over and cordoning it off, it's not what you want to see, and especially with police powers during the pandemic, it's a little bit strange seeing stuff like that happen. We're meant to be going back to normal, but...
Saturday was a stunner, and so was Sunday.
Exactly, you know, you just want to get out and see people, and that's what everyone was doing, and it's a shame if there's nowhere else to do it.
Because I've been locked in for so long, so I might as well, because restrictions have been...
Good for the mental health.
Yeah.
If the government says that it's okay for people to open hatches and serve alcohol from them, what are people going to do except stand in the street? And the drink sellers, the drink makers, say that we should drink responsibly. The whole point of drinking of alcohol historically is to be irresponsible. So what do they expect if people are served pint after pint and they're in their teens or their 20s and they've had no life for the last year? Of course they're going to party. My solution is to put gates at either end, such as you see in streets in London, and to count the number of people coming in, just as they did in the days of the epidemic with the number of people going in and out of a supermarket.
I'm having a chat with Oliver O'Farrell. You're nearly 90. What do you think of what happened here at the weekend?
It's just beyond belief to see what people are doing, throwing rubbish and scrap around the place. It's just unbelievable. Destroying the city, and absolutely a crowd, I can't describe what names I would call them, but for God's sake, will you, gentlemen and ladies, will you behave yourself?
Now, if the weather's like this, everyone's going to come to the same place.
So the weather is good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's too good. We can't handle it.
And you're in... Havanas, aren't you?
I am, yeah. I'm very burnt.
There's nothing really to do but drink outside and have a good time. Like
here where we're standing, there was young men taking their clothes off, naked guys.
I know. I mean, I guess it was a bit too much, to be fair. It was a lot. And it was nearly like a festival.
I'm having a chat with Dylan Bradshaw from Dylan Bradshaw Salon here on South William Street.
Look, I mean, what happened happened, and it was probably the perfect storm. I think realistically, look, the bars are serving from the doors and they're not using the bathrooms, which is unfortunate. I think if they just let the bars open and made a bit more, you know, they're responsible for their space outside, I think it wouldn't get as out of control as it did. Combination between people serving outside and then people getting stuff from the supermarket and bringing it out, drinking from slabs and bottles of whatever.
And how does it affect you? You have a lovely shop front. I mean, how do you protect that?
Well, unfortunately, we have a big cleanup every morning when we come in here. That's no...
So you have to get out the washing up liquid?
Yeah, well, like, I mean, we've had human feces and everything in the doorways, and this isn't just that day. Like, this has been coming for the last month, 6 weeks. It's just the weather that was in it. Like, it's a younger generation. They're fed up. They've been locked away for so long, and I definitely think it should be supported in a better way. If I had a bar, I'd be really frustrated as well. Like, we were closed for 10 months of the year. So it's really, really difficult to try, and it's kind of a bit patronising at this stage when you listen to politicians telling you we're all in this together.
And a lot of the bars today and restaurants have declined to talk. And some of them want to stay on side with Dublin City Council to get more outdoor seating when they do eventually reopen on their beer gardens anyway on the 7th of June.
I think there's issues for everybody involved. I mean, I'm not happy that I have to clean up this mess, so it has to be sorted for sure. But I understand you can't have to walk in everybody else's shoes. I mean, students, you know, young generation, they've missed a whole year of their lives of socialising or whatever. But also as well, businesses are struggling. It is hard, and this street is a community, and the street behind us is a community, and we're all different businesses, and we all try and support each other as best we can. I don't want to be putting other people down because they've been through a really tough year, like myself, like the guys that work with me, and like the guys that have probably been outside drinking that probably shouldn't have. But I know what I was doing when I was 26, and we would have probably done the same thing. So it just needs to be managed better. And I hope this weekend, with the weather forecast being good, that everybody involved is going to just take care of it. They shut the likes of Portobello, so it's just driving more people down to these areas.
So Leo said, if we can't cope with it, if we don't behave ourselves, we'll have local lockdowns.
Yeah, Daddy might spank us. It's funny, isn't it? We might get into trouble and get put in the corner. I mean, I just find it hilarious. I feel the government have absolutely been a waste on this.
You came out at the weekend, you partied. Yeah. How hard did you party?
Very, very bad. Like, I was drinking Captain Morgan. Because just to get out.
And what was the atmosphere like?
There was people going around robbing people. And
so they saw it as an entrepreneurial opportunity?
Yes, an opportunity, exactly. Because I had to tell a girl over on the steps up there. Because the girl had her bag open. And I knew she wasn't with them because they were foreign. She was
so
Irish.
You told her and said, love,
and I
watch.
Said, love, I said, she has your bag open. And she looked and she grabbed her bag. And just as she grabbed it, the girl had the top of her purse. Do you know what I mean? So she dropped it back in. I said, the girl was posh. I'm able to handle myself. I just said, here, that's my cousin. Get away, ma. There does be a lot of robbing up here now when there's little parties like that going on.
Our age is going to go out either way.
And how old are you?
I'm 18 and you're
20.
So you would like to have cans now and again, or perhaps
yeah.
West Coast coolers?
I think we're all a bit fed up at this point, so.
I think perhaps it was kind of inevitable as well, so it could have been organised in a way for it to be controlled and not get kind of so out of control like it did.
And do you think it was spontaneous, or do you think young people contacted each other and said, come on, let's all go down to South William Street?
I think it is a bit spontaneous. Like, obviously, individual groups of friends would have gone and said, oh, we're going there tonight, and then anywhere where there's people are attracted to
exactly,
at the moment.
Yeah.
It's a lot of small groups, and while small groups can look like big groups together, they're not, and it's just people trying to have an outdoor summer together.
If they're letting us and saying that there should be an outdoor summer, the facilities need to be in place for the outdoor summer, where, like, seating, toilets as well.
Like, no one wants to have to pee in the streets.
And sometimes, like, girls and boys have no choice.
Yeah. No, it's literally, I think everyone would prefer a toilet.
Yeah.
But, like, genuinely, like, no one wants to pee, but, like, when you have to pee, if you're having pubs open, you need public toilets.
Yeah,
the only
exactly.
one that's Stephen's Green closes at 8 p.m. I think there just needs to be more spaces. Like, we're losing a lot of public spaces, and a lot of people are just, and the guards will push you, and they push us all together, and we all move in a group. Pushing of people, there's nowhere else to go. You either get pushed to the canal, or you get pushed in here. It's just, it's kind of, people are a bit fed up running
yeah.
around, and they just stick together, I think.
Yeah.